Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is opening day for baseball. The Red Sox begin their 2018 campaign this afternoon in St. Petersburg, Florida, as they visit the Tampa Bay Rays. They'll see the Rays again next Thursday in their Fenway Park opener. The Red Sox 2017 season ended with a loss at home in the division series to the eventual World Series champs, the Houston Astros. So, for a look ahead to this season, we're joined right now by Steve Buckley of the Boston Herald. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
So let's start right at the top with the new manager leading the team this year, Alex Cora, his first year as manager of a team. How do you think he'll do, and what imprint has he already made on the Red Sox during spring training?
Well, as to how he will do, that's a story to be written, because his players will determine how smart he is, as we often say in baseball. But you can see some signs. The team clearly was uptight last season. The previous manager, John Farrell, had lost the clubhouse, and they needed to make a change. So what they brought in is a rookie manager who played for the team. He played on the 2007 World Series team. He's younger than Farrell. It is believed that he is more in sync with today's players, that without even getting into X's and O's and how he plans to build his lineup and pitching changes and so forth, I think they're already one in that regard, because they need to be more fun this season and to play with more passion, which, despite what they would have you believe, was not in evidence last year.
Quite clearly, Alex Cora was proud of the team for finishing with the best Grapefruit League record this spring, 22 wins, just 9 losses. Does the Red Hot Spring mean anything for the Red Sox, you know, as we go into the regular season starting today?
No. And I don't. If I was the manager, I'd say the same thing, because any vehicle you can find, any platform you can find to trumpet your team's success, you take it. And I would do the same thing.
Let's talk about some players. Red Sox biggest offseason signing was the slugger J.D. Martinez. How's he fitting in so far, and do you think he'll live up to the expectations?
Well, nobody lives up to expectations because of the money being offered these days, and everyone expects 20-some-odd million player to hit 50, 60 home runs. So if you measure your expectations and think in terms, how does he fit in the lineup, will he help the team win, and so forth, I think he's going to be huge. I love the guy, and I'm a practiced cynic as a columnist. I would caution fans not to expect David Ortiz. He was a once-in-a-lifetime special player, so I don't expect him to have that kind of brash on-field personality. He may not hit as much, but it's a big pickup for the Red Sox.
Pitcher Chris Sale, who finished second in the Cy Young voting last year, gets the start today. How's the rotation look after him at this point? Is it competitive? Can it be one of the top rotations in baseball?
Yes, it can be one of the best rotations in baseball. If you take Sale, Porcello, and Price, and if all three of them pitch the way they are supposed to pitch and are capable of pitching, and have pitched in recent years, that's the best front three rotation in baseball.
Let me ask about the Yankees. The Yankees stacked their lineup in the offseason. Are the Red Sox going to be able to compete with them to win the AL East title? And will this division be just a two-team race between the Sox and the Yankees?
I think it will be a two-team race between the Sox and the Yankees. And I don't want to sound like a fan, but I hope that the Red Sox and Yankees are right in it, right to the end.
So, one last question. On opening day with 162 games to play, what's your prediction for the 2018 Red Sox?
My prediction is that they win the wild card in the American League. I still kind of think the Astros are the superior team overall and that they go back to the World Series, but I definitely have the Yankees and Sox in that order going to the playoffs.
Steve Buckley, Boston Herald columnist, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Take care.